Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Homicide Squad detectives have taken over the investigation into an attack in Perth South that's left a pregnant woman in a critical condition in hospital. The 30-year-old was hit in the head with a piece of concrete that was allegedly thrown at a vehicle in the car park of a Karawar shopping centre on Tuesday night. Police are urging anyone with mobile phone or dash cam footage to contact Crime Stoppers. The head of the Australian Nursing Federation says the union is still registered after meeting with the Industrial Relations Commission today, while Janet Ray says the campaign for better pay and patient ratios is continuing, though there are no plans for more strike action.
We are in for a long campaign, and I believe the government's not going to capitulate easily to our requests.
Ambulance ramping has hit a new November record, with paramedics having to wait more than 5,700 hours outside emergency departments last month. So far this year, ambulances have been ramped for more than 60,000 hours. There are welfare concerns for an 18-year-old man who's been missing for more than 24 hours. Damien Harnell was last seen in the Queen's Park area around 9:30 yesterday morning. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should contact police immediately. Tributes continue for Fleetwood Mac singer-songwriter Christine McVie, who's passed away after a short illness. She was 79. Her family has described her as an incredible human being who was universally loved. In sport, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's too late to call a national holiday after the Socceroos' win over Denmark, but he will consider one if we make it all the way and win the World Cup. Australia has progressed to the round of 16 thanks to a 1-0 victory this morning. The West Indies are at the crease in Perth, chasing Australia's first innings score of 598 on day two of their first test. And West Coast former football boss Craig Bozzo is Essendon's new chief executive.